energy transition is entering a new phase of maturity. It's no longer about building capacity, it's about making the whole energy system work while balancing affordability, resilience, energy security, and industrial competitiveness. This episode of the Energy Transitions podcast takes a different approach and sheds light on the energy transition ecosystem through the lens of Enlit Europe's event director, Paddy Young. As Enlit heads to Vienna, Austria, Paddy highlights what Europe can learn from the country's distinctive energy landscape, from hydropower to energy communities and the drive towards climate neutrality. Paddy also unpacks this year's central themes: integration, resilience, and competitiveness, and why turning shared challenges into coordinated action is now more urgent than ever. As the European holidays draw to a close, the Enlit team is counting down to welcoming you in Vienna, where we bring the energy ecosystem together to tackle the hard questions, find common ground, and get moving. Both Paddy and I look forward to seeing you there. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions podcast. Paddy, what a treat it is to welcome you to the show. I don't always get the opportunity to chat to a colleague for a recording, so you are most welcome. Let's just dive into the questions. How, in your opinion, is Europe's energy transition tracking right now? Because obviously you're having a variety of conversations, you know, from across the industry. What are you gleaning from those conversations?
Thank you very much for the invite. Obviously, I've listened to every podcast, so actually being on here is very exciting. So great. And what a great question to start off with, relatively complex. You know, where is Europe right now with the energy transition and how things are developing? And I think Europe has made real progress with the transition. And I think now we're entering, as we see, a sort of more, difficult, maybe more mature stage. And it's not really about building capacity. And I think that was always a big race to try and build renewable capacity. But I think the reality is how we can make this system work, how we can integrate capacity and sort of, you know, making and creating a functioning system. It's got to be affordable and obviously competitive. So I think there's, you know, this the current situation has really put a little bit of pressure on things. And I think, you know, we've proved that Europe can deploy renewables. I think it was roughly half of the EU electricity consumption last year. You know, generation, I think, is developing probably slightly faster than the systems around it can deal with. So grid storage flexibility, the age-old problem of permitting, and new demand, which we're seeing, data centers. And I think with that situation that I sketched, I think if you then take a look at the challenge around resilience, and I think probably within that sort of resilience bundle, if that's a way to put it, the aspect of security, energy security, if you put that across the situation, and then of course industrial competitiveness, and I think that is something that has come in. I think since Draghi's report 2024, you can't sort of work your way around competitiveness. The geopolitical situation at the moment has made it even more important. We're ambitious. We want to decarbonize, but this should not be at the cost of European industry in general. And I think that's something that really is where we are with the energy transition. It is a very challenging, interesting moment that we have to deal with.
Challenging and interesting indeed. And of course, as event director, you get to hear from utilities, policymakers, technology companies, startups. It's really the full spectrum. What are the key conversations that you're having? More specifically, would you say that there is an alignment between the stakeholders in terms of their perception of risks and opportunities?
Yeah, this is something actually I'm very privileged. I think I'm very lucky in general because I do get to attend a lot of conferences, a lot of events, talk to a lot of people across the whole spectrum, which you'd expect with something like Enlit, which is representing the whole ecosystem. And I think something I see is we are very clearly aware of the problems. I think there's not been an event I've been to where we talk about permitting, we talk about integration. I think people are going to introduce a fine at conferences if you use the word flexibility, because it was just this word that was used the whole time. I think pragmatism will be the word that will sort of move into that status going forward. But I think the sector is agreed what the challenges is, but there is considerably less alignment on how we should deal with it, and I think predominantly who should act first, who should pay for this, who should carry the risk. So I think, basically everyone can identify the bottleneck from their own position. And I think the challenge is now to get everybody in the same room to solve it in one sort of create one interconnected system. And I think this is something we look at in LIT. But again, if you could list through, utilities and networks, they look at grid capacity, connection queues, permitting, supply chains, resilience. Developers are looking at grid access, predictable permitting, because obviously time is an issue. Industry corporate buyers have their own challenges. Technology companies, they really want to deploy their technologies. So the quicker the projects materialize, the better it is for them, the better it is for us. So I think really, and investors, so an element that is, who is actually going to be paying for this? And we need to be developing bankable projects. Who will take the risk on? How do we de-risk? So once you get away from identifying the problems, which we've all done, I think the challenge now is to align. And probably once that alignment comes in, even more challenge is to coordinate this. I look at this and I see a very complex problem. We do need to come together to sort this out. So I think alignment needs to develop further than fundamentally saying what the problem is. We need to be proactive. And also we need to understand there is pressure on time. We need to react quickly. And this is where the word pragmatism comes in. And I think it was one of your previous podcasts was talking about there is no lack of ambition, but we need to be realistic about where we are here and now and what needs to happen. Yes, to a certain extent, I think the stakeholders are in line. And, I think I'm looking forward to in LIT to bring people together into the same room and see what we can do with this.
That is a great segue to my next question, because I wanted to ask you about why you selected Vienna, Austria, as the host city for Enlit this year. Were there specific circumstances or conversations that you had that really motivated you?
Yeah, it is a very interesting process, selection of the venue. Obviously, there's sort of logistical criteria that it has to meet, but we find as an event, as we're growing, it's something we have to plan further and further in advance, because it's not easy to get prime time dates that we have. We're very fortunate with that. So we have to look further than the sort of 3-year cycle to develop this. And it was quite interesting. We haven't been to Vienna since 2018. It was hugely successful. It's a lovely city. But for us, really, if you look at the phase of where the energy transition is and this whole challenge now and opportunity around integration, it was ideal to see the fact that it's a location where east meets west, north meets south. And I think, we wanted to develop a more move out of the sort of Brussels, Paris, Berlin conversation and move further eastward. And I think Austria does that, and Vienna specifically does that very well. And I think it is also interesting because it's sort of in the middle of a system of both the gas sector, also the electricity sector. And I think that's something that we really want to promote. It's accessible internationally by rail, by road. We have a lot of drive-ins because it's the proximity with Budapest, with the Czech Republic, also with Poland. So it really is a great mix. I think it'll bring us something very slightly different as well, because the energy transition is slightly at a different phase from Bilbao. Obviously, Spain is quite blessed with space and sunshine, and we have slightly a different issues with Vienna. So that's also nice to get that contrast. And I have to say, you know, we had a lot of momentum. Everyone enjoyed Bilbao. So we've moved into Vienna with a lot of momentum, a lot of interest, which we can see as everything is taking shape.
So, Paddy, you obviously had to do research on Austria, familiarizing yourself with the context and the regional energy transition. Would you say that Europe can potentially learn anything from the Austrian context?
Yeah, no, I think it is a very interesting country when it comes to the energy transition. It's blessed with hydropower. So obviously that gives it a very strong renewable base and a flexible foundation to work from. It is also, we need to It is quite energy poor, so it will has to really look at how it can sort of reduce the amount of imports. So building up alongside the hydropower renewable, looking really at how it can build from wind. It utilizes district heating, so it has to be very broad in the way it looks at things. It's developed a lot of energy communities, I think over 6,000. So that's also quite unique for Europe, and something that I think when we come to Vienna, we can all look at. There will be opportunities. They will be on podiums discussing these things. And again, it's looking at climate neutrality by 2040, I believe. But again, it still has these challenges that we see across Europe. So we will be able to address things like the faster permitting. It's greater grid capacity, storage flexibility, demand response. So, you know, it has its own nuances, which I think is going to be very interesting to showcase. But some of the, obviously, the fundamental issues that we want to come together and discuss need to be addressed in Austria as well. And I think it's a case of, you know, how we can take that ambition and match that with some sort of actionable plan. And I think that, you know, Vienna, Austria in general, is a very good location for this.
Indeed. And of course, the headline for this year's event is integration, resilience, and competitiveness. Wow, three loaded words. So tell me why you chose these three particular words and what they say about the industry's priorities in 2026, moving into 2027.
Yeah, no, it's funny. These themes have been sort of rolling forward in 2024 in Milan, competitiveness, and something very proud of because, you know, we have our journalists very close to the market. We're very close to the sector as well, our steering committees. And we pushed through competitiveness to be the theme in 2024 before the Draghi report. So we're able to literally 3 weeks after the Draghi report, we were discussing competitiveness. Resilience was the main topic in Spain. And, you know, and we were talking there about resilience and competitiveness being two sides of the same coin. And I think the reality is that coin could be called integration. So integration really is looking at developing that resilience aspect and that competitive thing. So the three words fit very nicely together. You know, as I mentioned before, it's all about making the system work rather than the system is there. It's bringing it together, integrating demand, integrating flexibility. We're looking at sector coupling, how gas and electricity can work together. And once that integration is there, it will underpin and drive our competitiveness and also our resilience. And I think, you know, resilience is, you know, pressure is on resilience. You know, we just look at the summer we've been through. We look at the security aspects that we have. So I think integration is going to be driving these things forward. Without this coordinated integration, resilience will be harder and competitiveness as well. So these three words, very, very important for the situation that we're in. And I think, you know, we're very much looking forward to tackling them at the event, putting them really there in the forefront. But I think, and again, I'll go back to this, is the fact that we're bringing an ecosystem together. So it's about bringing the right people together to discuss these sort of elements instead of echo chamber silos. You know, Enlit is about bringing the whole ecosystem together. And I think together is the only way we can really deal and create a coordinated approach to these challenges, which are, you know, fundamentally important for Europe in the next 2 years and obviously going forward to the 2050 goals. So, you know, integration makes the system work, essentially, and resilience ensures that this system continues to work, and competitive makes it economically, not only economically, but also politically, also very important at the moment, politically sustainable. So I think that's where we lie with these themes, and big topics, but very, very, very relevant and essential. I think, you know, people use that word essential a lot, but in my view of Europe, these are essential topics because it underpins the development of Europe and a broader European people.
And of course, as you said at the beginning of the conversation, the energy transition is really reaching a phase of maturity. So these are the core topics that need to be tackled with a certain sense of urgency. Paddy, I'd like to pivot slightly to focus on the event and the various elements of it. Could you highlight for our listeners some of the content, the speakers, or the side events that you are most looking forward to?
I think if we build this up, and I think answering this question, let's take a look to revisit what Enlit is. You know, Enlit was something that was developed from Power Gen and European Utility Week, and basically we saw the importance of people coming together, from coming outside their silos, echo chambers, to come together and have conversations with people they may not necessarily meet. So if we look at the program, we build up from, you know, I'll put exhibitors, very important element of content, fundamentally at our heart. We are a business forum. There's a lot of deals need to be done in the coming years, and we have 800 to 900 exhibitors, and that's content in its own right. We build up then into the hubs, and for the hubs for me are something very special, because we tackle a certain amount of those siloed elements on the show floor, bringing together where those sectors meet. We cover, if I just go through the list, we have consumers, flexibility, energy storage, generation innovation, grid transformation, digitalization, the EU project zone, which is a particular favorite of mine, always very interesting, where we have these research projects from the Commission. They're all funded by the Commission, and we get to see where they are, what they're developing. We have well over 100 projects that will be on display. Also this year, we're looking at industrial decarbonisation, which is very important within the whole Enlit world. It has its own topic hub. Something, again, is essential. And we've also developed this year sustainable mobility, which for me is about sector coupling. It is about the role that the energy sector will play in decarbonisation of mobility. You know, we want to take more look at ports, whether that be seaports or airports, because they're becoming more energy hubs, also industrial clusters. It's critical infrastructure. It's all part of resilience in a broader context. And I think we have the ability, and we've shown we have the ability to bring ports into the conversation, which is something. And then we go through to the summit, and the summit for me is again where there's more policy is discussed and a sort of higher strategic level, which I think is good, because, you know, what I just described is all about doing. We're an event that we just don't want to highlight the problems like many, many things I see. We want to formulate and try and create an environment where solutions come forward. And something I'd like to highlight now, as a good a time as any, is the fact that we have, and it will be announced in September, we have a new track within the summit, which will be finance and invest, which is something we've looked to try and integrate more, both in Enlit world and in the program, but we've taken the plunge. We are going to, you know, we have three stages now. The third stage will be the invest stage. And this is where we will look to see how the energy transition can be financed, you know, how we can help develop and look at bringing stakeholders together that can develop and look at bankable projects, which is a challenge at the moment. That is, for me, you know, I'm very excited about that. So I think we have a really well-rounded, balanced program, from policy through to projects, through to new technologies, startups, the future energy workforce. We come together, the networking, in the fabulous city of Vienna. So I'm very excited about it.
really is bringing together the entire ecosystem of the energy transition through a variety of content types and sessions. I want to hear from you, though. Is there something specific or a particular session that you're looking forward to? And I realize that to choose a favorite child is very difficult. But yes, I'm still keen to hear which one are you really excited about?
I think with the developments that I've just mentioned, I think the inaugural finance investment program is probably the clearest answer. You know, Europe doesn't lack capital, technology, or potential projects, but these aspects, elements, if that's the right way to describe it, don't always connect. So if we can play a role in bringing together developers, investors, utilities, corporate off-takers together to discuss these aspects, then it's going to be good for the energy transition. And that fundamentally, we've always said, in very easy words, we say we're an event with real purpose. You know, we do a lot of things that that other media companies don't do. We have Enlit on the road. We go out into the market. We take this very seriously. And I think the addition of Finance and Invest will bring these things together, and it will play a very important role going forward. And I'll mention one other element, and that is something that I'm very close to, and that's something we have, which is the Evolution Talks, which is where we bring together, well, this year we've developed it to 30 leaders to look at competitiveness, alignment from utilities, both gas and electricity. We're also broadening it out to have more policymakers. We're incorporating banks. We're incorporating ports. We're incorporating industry to really have a behind closed doors Chatham House rule discussion about what needs to be done. And this year we're focusing on the shorter term, you know, something I'm very passionate about. We talk about targets that seem a long way away, but I talk to a lot of people that are saying the here and now, the pragmatism. It needs to happen now because things may not be able to go forward from now to these things. Industry, some industries may not be around if we don't take action. So we want to bring together a high level group of people, C-suite people behind closed doors to discuss these topics. It's invitation only. You know, it's something that's something that came from it. And obviously I can't be specific about it because it was Chatham House rule. But something that came forward was simply about understanding. Someone said, we know what we know in our lane, but we need to understand more about what other people, what other sectors are doing and those challenges that are faced. And I thought that was very, very interesting. And it comes back to development of understanding, which will enable us to hopefully coordinate this what appears to be a massive task ahead of us with the energy transition. So my two highlights are Finance and Invest and Evolution Talks, because that's something I'm involved in. So that's a little bit of a selfish thing.
I'm looking forward to both of those elements of the program indeed. My final question, Paddy, you mentioned that understanding is so critical, and you speak of how often stakeholders stick to their lanes, and perhaps now is the time to be looking into somebody else's lane, or at least trying to gain an understanding or different perspectives. How important is that to you personally, and also to Enlit, that you foster that understanding at the event? And coupled with that, another question, what do you want people to take away from the event and take back to the office with them afterwards?
That's something that I'm quite passionate about. We have Enlit World. We have this online element, which is very important to bring the conversation sort of 365. But the 3 days in Vienna, for me, I want people to experience the whole energy transition as well as the elements which, you know, we cater for. They can look at very specific aspects, but I want people to would love people to experience both in that sort of narrow aspect, but also as an ecosystem and a marketplace, which will mean, you know, it's not just this traditional niche aspect. So it is about experience and ecosystem. I would love people to meet other people from outside their normal professional environment, because I think that can be inspiring. I think some of the most interesting conversations I've had at events, conferences, were people with people I didn't really know that I needed to have a conversation with, quite frankly, if that makes any sense at all. That sort of curveball aspect, which we pride ourselves, you know, development of practical partnerships, doing business, you know, leaving with new contacts. You know, I want people to return to their office with fewer assumptions, better relationships, and maybe a conversation that has been made a fundamental change to the way that they look at things. And I think that is something that's important to us. It's something that is the essence behind Enlit. And for me, I'm passionate about that aspect. That's what I'd love people to experience when they come to Vienna.
Well, Paddy, it has been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. I can honestly say that I'm really excited to see you and hopefully some of our listeners in Vienna.
No, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Pam, in this environment, quite different. But no, thank you very much, and looking forward to meeting everybody in Vienna. And please do come. It will be well worth the time and well worth the effort to make that trip.
That's a wrap for now. So thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. Until next time, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions Podcast, brought to you by Enlit and Friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Larg, and our producer, Rian Mostert. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.